kids in cages.
I love it. Hey, let's hear them out.
99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. What are we shipping off to Bad Idea Island today?
Today, it is baby cages. So these were actual wire cages back in the early 1900s. Parents decided that the best way to keep their babies healthy was to dangle them out of windows.
Out of apartment windows.
Yes.
That's awesome.
They were the hot new trend for apartment dwellers who wanted to give their kids a breath of fresh city air.
So essentially, that's fresh city air. Oh, yes. So good.
The thinking was that this was part of a process to toughen up babies and make them better able to withstand common colds.
See?
I don't have a problem with that either.
Build their immune system. They're impervious to fog, smog, everything.
Yeah. Toughens them up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Smokestacks.
Well, you know what?
Pigeon poop?
You know when that was used the most? When the baby was crying.
Yep. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it needs some fresh air.
It's probably a good time to put the baby in a cage and out the freaking window.
But it's
birds. But it's raining outside.
Sounds like it needs fresh air.
Imagine you're sitting there, you forgot the kid outside. You're like, oh no.
I'm sure
raining.
That happened.
Yep.
How many of these did they sell? Do we know?
I don't have a statistic on that, but Eleanor Roosevelt even tried it once.
Wow.
She put her daughter Anna out in her New York City apartment. And a concerned neighbor threatened to report her to the authorities.
Yeah. Whoa. They actually built this attempt to combat the widespread rise of tuberculosis.
Yeah.
Right, so they stuck the kid outside.
Oh, man.
They were very popular in London.
Yes. Oof. It's like a pigeon coop for your kid.
That's exactly what it looks like.
It looks like if you had a sleeve for your air conditioner. But you didn't have an air conditioner anymore. You didn't know what to do with it, so you just stuck your baby in it.
Yeah, like that thing you put for, like, you know, plants. You have that pop-out window for plants. Put the kid out there.
I do have a newsreel clip.
Oh, wow. Oh, great.
Yeah, ready?
It's part of Baron's Court, but there's neither courtyard nor garden, either at the back or in the front, for the babies of these West Londoners to romp in safety. But Mrs. Morris thinks her toddlers have a right to a place in the sun, so an out-of-this-world surprise awaits little Sally, who feels she's been given the brush-off. From now on, it's high society and life in a penthouse for her. Baby, it's cold outside. Brother Paul is in on the secret, but poor puzzle Sally, little does she know her people are going to look up to her. Actually, Sally's not surprised. She knew about it all the time. Well, a girl can read between the lines of wire. After all, the whole thing stands out as a stand-in for a garden, so she's getting down to it. Two-year-old Paul's really above the age limit for this kind of cagey caper. Still, Sally gets a kick out of life when he's around. This high life, it could go to a girl's head. It's daddy. Yes, they respect him, even if they do sometimes look down on him.
Okay, two words. Lightning strike.
Lightning strike.
It's a metal cage.
Right.
Rain.
Right.
Pigeons.
Right. Pigeons pooping. Right. Bird poop.
Right. Rats.
Right.
Wow.
I like that they couldn't come up with a better name than kid's cage. Right. Baby cage.
Baby
like,
cage.
We don't even need to name this product.
Baby cage.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
It's like the videos and the photos are demented. It looks like something out of like an old horror movie.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that clip, that sounded like a Bugs Bunny clip.
It sounded like one of those cartoons where a baby goes through a construction site and like narrowly avoids all the falling stuff.
Like sweeping.
Sweeping.
I'm just wondering, when did they say, what happened for them to say, you know?
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
There's one picture. The kid is in the baby cage, but he's also in like one of those bassinets, and the kid's like kind of rolling his eyes. like, oh my God, this is how life's going to be? The construction doesn't look that good either. I mean, there are shopping.
It doesn't look strong enough to put. I would not do this.
There were shopping carts built better than this.
Yeah, seriously.
That's right.
Seriously.
It's made out of like coat hangers
it's
or
like
something.
Chicken wire. Yeah. That's that coat hanger wire.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a competition for design. Only some of them incorporated a roof. Not all of them did.
Oh,
for sure.
There's one picture. This kid is pretty heavy. I mean, this is a fat baby.
Oh, really?
And he's in a cage, and that cage is way up there.
Wow.
This kid's going to test gravity. Oh, my God.
Even from one story, it's deadly, but can you imagine?
Yeah.
You
know,
20, 30 stories up? That's a long way to know.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there were no reported injuries or...
Reported.
Reported.
Reported being the key word. Yeah. Yes.
Too embarrassed to say anything to the
Don't
cop.
Don't say anything. If anything, she's going to your mother's.
In the country.
She's on a long trip.
We'll make another one.
And clean up the sidewalk.
We'll make another one. Yes.
All right. How about them apples? We have some great. I like that she liked it.
Right.
I heard you chuckle there, Sarah. Thank you. Sarah's with me here.
It was good.
Yeah. Sarah Della Ventura with Bishop's Orchard. There are two Connecticut apple orchards nominated for USA Today's Top 10.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you. We're excited.
How long have you guys been in business?
154 years.
Oh, wow. You're just getting started.
Right.
Just getting started.
Beginning, yes.
Spring chicken.
We're new at this.
Did it start where it is now?
Same location.
Yep. Same
location.
Here,
but So still doing what we love.
Like, act like I can't do math. What year was it when you started?
1871.
Oh, wow. Damn. They had apples back then.
No, we actually didn't. We had cows.
They invented the apple.
Cows back then. The apples came a little bit later, but
okay.
Yep.
Holy smokes. And has it been owned by the same family?
Same family. Yep. My family, my great, great, great grandfather was the one who started it, and it's still family run, owned, and operated. So we're trying to keep it alive, keep it going for another 150 plus years.
Right.
And can we help you win this, or is this you're already done?
No, I think today is the last day of voting.
Oh.
So everyone can, so you can go on and vote. And, it's us and Lyman's, obviously, are both up in for the top 20. Hopefully they're going to announce the top 10 next week. Just the fact that two in Connecticut, the size of our state, the fact that two orchards in the top 20 are from Connecticut is just phenomenal.
That is nice.
It is. It's a nice recognition for our little state. So we love what we do. And, we hope people have come out to the farm before to pick apples. And if they haven't, we invite them to come. It's a great time. It's, you got to do it in the fall. It's nostalgia.
You got any Red Delicious?
We do have Red Delicious, but that is the least popular apple.
Really? I love those.
But, I won't say what I think of them, but okay. We do grow them.
No, do it. You're the expert. Yeah.
Come on.
Do it. Tell us.
Is that the Walmart of apples?
Is it the Walmart?
It is. It's a Washington thing. It's it's kind of like the known apple, but... over the years, there's been a lot of other varieties that have come about and that are much better than the Red Delicious, in my opinion.
Okay, if you get to pick three apples and you're going on a trip, all right, which would you pick in order of importance?
Yes,
Macowan, which most people in the state of Connecticut have heard of. Macowan is like the number one apple. It's one of my favorites. Honeycrisp is the next one.
It's like a breakfast cereal.
For a third one, who knows? There's so many options. Let's go with Mutsu.
Mutsu.
Gesundheit. Okay. Wow. Huh. I had no idea those existed.
Yes. There's a lot of apples. We grow over 25 varieties of apples alone, but there are hundreds, if not thousands, of varieties of apples. So there's a lot to choose from, but we have a select 25 that we grow on the farm.
I love farmers. I just love that lifestyle, and I love that you've done it for so many generations now. Yeah. How many? Six?
I'm the sixth generation, and we've got the seventh generation working in the farm as well.
Nice.
They're already working.
Since birth.
We start them young. We start them young.
They're already in place.
Right.
Yeah.
Coming up with our next apples.
How young is young?
Well, right now, we've got the youngest is 12.
Nice.
Okay.
Right, so no child labor laws.
But I'm guessing as you're a baby, you're introduced to apple juice immediately.
You can
it's like, here, start drinking this and start liking it.
Right. This is your name thing.
Apple cider instead of milk.
That's
nice.
Right.
Nice.
That's right. You know what? There's nothing like a hot apple pie on a fall day.
Right.
Like, I don't know if it gets any better than that.
You put that slice of cheese on top, too?
Look.
No.
Oh, yeah. No. Nope. You just ruined it. Debbie, you just ruined it.
I'm like, fine.
AJ, the Walmart
Red
of apples.
Delicious and cheese.
Hey, I'm
only AJ
here.
Can ruin an apple pie.
I'm Walmart. Let's
put
over
a piece
here.
Of, why would you put a piece of cheese on an apple
I've
pie?
I've seen it done.
Okay, yeah. That doesn't mean it's good.
I'm asking.
I don't know what you just said.
I'm asking.
If you used better apples than Red Delicious, you wouldn't need to cover it up with cheese.
Fine, so Cool Whip.
That's right.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip I'll take. Nice. Cheese,
so,
no.
So what's like, if I went there on a Saturday or a Sunday with the family to Bishop's Orchards in Guilford, you know, what am I doing? Am I getting on a wagon and going for a ride, or am I getting a basket and picking apples, or what's going on there?
You're doing all of the above. So, nice. Yep, we have wagon rides. We've got pick your own apples, pears going on right now, as well as raspberries. We have our 4-acre corn maze, which is themed of New Haven pizza this year.
Ah, that's cool.
So it's nice.
Yes. So we are in fact, Guilford is in New Haven County. So we are paying homage to New Haven pizza, and you know, it's just the best around, best in the world, as Dave Portnoy would say. But we've got that going on. And then we have a huge activity area. We have food trucks on the weekend. And we just opened our brand new cider hut up in the orchard where people can get hard cider and wine and either watch their kids play in the activity area, or they can walk and drink a hard cider while they're picking apples.
That's
so
awesome.
There's a lot going on in the fall.
Hard cider,
and then
man.
Pumpkins will be here in a couple weeks.
Nice.
And you'll be at the Guilford Fair?
We are at the Guilford Fair. We have a display at the Guilford Fair. We will be in the Guilford Day Parade, as always. A great fall weekend. It's kind of the kickoff for us. We're already open 7 days a week right now for all of these activities, but the Guilford Fair that weekend is kind of like the homage and Guilford kind of kick off the fall season.
You know, I have an idea for Bishop Orchards that you could add as an activity.
Okay.
Apple fights.
Yes.
You know, the ones that hit the ground and roll around.
Yeah,
the ones
that warms up.
Yeah.
Right. Soften up.
Not people, just hit the ground. All right.
The ones that are kind of softened a little bit.
You guys have apple fights over there, right?
Oh, all the time. Just between family.
Right.
All right, Sarah, thanks for coming on. Congratulations. We're going to link up on WPLR.com and our Facebook pages. We should go and vote today.
Yes, you have
to. If you're going
to
do something important
today.
The last day.
Go and vote for Bishop's Orchards and Lyman, too. Why not have both of them win?
Do it.
Right. You can vote for both.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll see you at the Guilford Fair. Sarah Della Ventura with Bishop's Orchards. Today in Dumbass News, we're going to meet Stacy.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Hey.
Dumbass.
What, kids? It's AJ.
Hey, kids. Want a baby cage? Who wants a baby cage?
Vince Barry's in studio.
Hey, good morning, bro.
He'll be performing at the Chaz and AJ Comedy Show Sold Out.
Yes.
Happening this Friday, thanks to Legends of Fear. All right. Have you seen this thing on social? It's all over social media now. Have you seen it, AJ?
Yes, I have.
Brian Blackmore sent it to me. I never heard of this before. Is this even real? It seems like it can't be real. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
VHS dates, where you like submit a videotape and you post on this site.
And, yep. And hope you get lucky.
Meet the person of your dreams.
Right.
I guess they trade tapes with people. Yeah. I wasn't sure how it actually worked.
I'm not sure how it works, but if you put that into social media and look up the videos, you are going to have a good time.
Yes.
It is a rabbit hole worth traveling.
There's nice, dozens of them.
Yeah, it's a nice throwback to it, the hairstyles and whatnot.
Today, we meet Stacy.
I really like a tall, kind of hairy, dark guy. Don't drive a sedan.
Hold on.
Tall, hairy, dark guy.
Tall, hairy, dark guy.
It shouldn't be that hard to find someone like that.
That's Bigfoot.
That's Bigfoot. She just described Bigfoot.
The hardest to find. Right. You'll never find a man.
But if you look at her, if you look at her picture, if you look at her videotape, she looks like she needs a guy who's tall, dark, and hairy. She just has that look.
What is that look?
Crazy.
Not hot and crazy.
Not hot and
just crazy.
Just plain crazy.
Okay.
Guy, don't drive a sedan. Sedans are boring. I need a sports car. So these are kind of the things that I like in a guy.
Wait, what?
So go buy one then if you need it.
My sports cars are small. Not tall, dark, and hairy.
That's Okay.
Just say I want anybody. Just do that. Make it easier.
That's in the first 10 seconds of like her pitch for herself is, oh, yeah, you know, you have to have a sports car.
Right.
I'd fast forward through that one.
But I won't. But I won't.
All right.
So these are kind of the things that I like in a guy. And if you wear Dracar Noir, we are done. I want to believe.
What is that?
It's a cologne. I still have some.
I knew it. You have a sports car.
Yes, I do.
So you're in, and yeah. Then you got the
Dracar Noir out.
But just don't wear it.
Right. Exactly.
You could own it.
A lot of ladies
didn't
like
say you can't own it.
It's still around all these years later.
he's got a bottle of Mambo.
No,
as
it
well,
is.
You know?
Someone gives you that big bottle, and it just never ends.
I have the best cologne and Walmart apples.
Right. Hey, babe, want some Dracar Noir and some Red Delicious? Right, my 40-year-old sports car?
I got some Red Delicious hanging.
You want some cheese for that pie?
No, she wants cool whip.
Kind of the things that I like in a guy. And if you wear Dracar Noir, we are done. I want to believe in love at first sight. And I think it's going to happen to me. And I think it's going to happen in this city because I deserve it.
Then she starts.
Then she fell in love. Right? I deserve it.
I didn't pause. I didn't add any gap there.
This is her.
Yep.
Because I deserve it. Love is not overrated.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Mm-mm. That's a two drinking all the crazies out.
I'm telling you, man, you go for this. You deserve it. If this is good to you. Yeah.
Right.
It's all that we have. Cupcakes are just cake.
Oh, boy.
Wait, no.
Oh, boy. Random
what a wild
generator.
Shift.
Yep. Random thought generator.
Hard transition.
Yep. There's a lot going on in that brain right now.
Oh, Stacy, come on.
All right. So I don't wear cologne.
Right.
I have a sports car.
You do. Yeah, tall, dark, and hairy.
I like cupcakes. Yep. Oh, you're right. I'm not tall.
Right.
I'm not dark, and
out.
I'm not hairy.
We're both out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. I was out immediately. First sentence, I was out.
Oh. And congratulations.
Thank you. I feel lucky.
Yeah,
you win.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all that we have. Cupcakes are just carriers for frosting. I'm all about the frosting. A relationship different.
All right, so first of all, I used to be, when I was a kid, I would eat just the top of the cupcake.
Of course.
Yeah.
Then now I eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that anyone wants to know.
Good for you, man.
I'm just trying to relate to her a little bit.
Right, personal growth thing.
But you're not nuts.
Right. My grandmother used to cut it in half. Not like down the middle, but like kind of like
cut the top off.
Right under the top, and then you take the bottom and you squish it, so then you have like a little sandwich.
That's what I do.
That's great.
You don't lose any of the frosting. It doesn't get on your nose or your lip. I was like, this is the best.
That's the best.
Innovative.
Thank you, Grandma.
Look at you.
A relationship deal breaker is being a no good, dirty cheat.
Ooh. Oh.
Crazy's come back.
She's still good. She's
good.
Still, yeah.
A no good, dirty cheat.
But
right.
I'm over it.
Because is there a very good, clean cheat?
Right. An honest cheat.
Yeah, she's been cheated on.
Accidental cheat. I wonder why.
And when you watch this clip, it almost feels like this happened like the night before.
Right.
And she was like, VHS dates it is. She went right over.
Cupcakes.
So again, we'll have another break here as she composes herself.
Is being a no good, dirty cheat. And just slutting it up around town.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
This is cinema.
Oh, my God.
It really is.
Just being a man slut, thinking, I don't know what you're up to. And Jenny doesn't know what you're up to.
Oh, boy. Nice name names.
That's not her name, by the way.
Who's Jenny?
That's someone else.
The one he's slutting around
That's
with.
That's the other one, yeah.
Yep.
Is it? Is it her sister or friend?
She's going to start singing a country song next or what?
He found the number on the wall. That was the guy. It was the 80s.
Yeah,
he was the first one to call
867. That's right.
That's right, Tommy Two Tone.
And then he shared the number with everyone, which is a weird choice.
Yep.
That's a deal breaker.
She'll kill you.
Yeah.
As you sleep.
She will tear them
with
off.
A pair of scissors.
She will tear them off.
Yep.
I am a social smoker. I smoke Virginia Slims. I could date a smoker, but like I don't want all of my clothes to smell like smoke, so we got to smoke outside, like in the jacuzzi, you know, when we're drinking.
That's it. That's...
I ain't getting in water with her.
No.
60 seconds of Stacy right there.
I don't want to share hot water with her.
I brought a toaster.
Hot water.
Here you go, you dirty, slimy cheater. Okay, now you can smoke me.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah, we're good.
Virginia Slims. Chris on the road.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning.
I'm a big tool guy. I collect ratchets. You know, you put a sockets on, those type of ratchets.
Yeah.
Like bolts off and stuff. And I collect ratchets. I like oddball ratchets. And I got a big collection of all kinds of
ratchets. What's an oddball ratchet?
Well, I have one that I bought a long, long time ago. It's a little Craftsman Stubby 3/8. And on one end, it looks like a regular handle. But the other end's got like a little spinner knob, like a fishing rod. And it's like a speed ratchet to put a socket on.
Wow.
And I see them online going for over $300, and I bought it for like $5.
Nice.
Wow. So when you're in the loose stage of fat putting the bolt on, you can go...
I don't actually use a lot of them. I just like to collect them.
You just like to collect them.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, but you still can't find a 10mm, right?
Not that you would say...
Well, you could if you want to by yourself.
But it makes that noise.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
So just ratchets, not other tools. Just you like ratchets.
Yeah, I have an affinity for ratchets.
How many do you have?
Not a big collection, probably around 50, I guess, or so.
No.
But, you have more than two, that's big.
Yeah.
I only need one at a time, right? You know, but so.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the actual ratchet, not the socket, the ratchet. Right.
The wrench itself.
Right. Got it.
Nice.
Got it.
Those are fun to play with, though.
They are. I can hold one and just play with it all
for hours.
Day.
Yep. Yeah.
The noise that it makes
is
soothing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm in line at Dunkin' Donuts, but I just wanted to let you know, guys.
All right, thank you. What are you getting?
All right,
go ahead. blueberry muffin. Right, that's my weakness over there.
Sandwich.
Justin in Terryville.
Hey, I collect antique padlocks made by the company Eagle Lock Company.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. How many do you have?
It's countless. I probably have over 100.
Wow.
How did that start?
So I grew up in the town Terryville where they were made, and my father also worked there. So I just kind of thought it was cool. He gave me a couple when I was little, and I've kind of always held on to them since then.
Nice.
Is it still open?
No, it closed down a long, long time ago. But they were one of the first makers of padlocks, you know, in the entire United States.
Do you keep them on display at the house?
Yeah, yep, I do.
Folks don't freak out, like, why is he got to
why does he have so many?
What is he training for?
Come to the basement for a second.
I'd like to imagine they're all just on his front door, and it takes like 12 minutes to get inside.
Right. Click, 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 click.
1 second. Mailman's knocking.
And you would forget one.
Only four more to go.
Who flipped this one around backwards?
You know, there's a picture. I'm looking at a picture of the building for Eagle Lock Company. That was massive.
Yeah.
Massive.
What's in there now? Let me guess. A storage facility or apartments?
No, actually, that's what I said, too. But no, it's like an old factory that does, like, machine parts and stuff now. So,
All right.
They kind of separated the three buildings. They all do different things, though.
Gotcha. Our first caller, the ratchet guy, can go use it.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Thanks, you too. All right. We're asking you to call in what you collect. So we got ratchets and locks.
Yes.
Padlocks.
Unique. Both
pretty cool.
Very unique. Yeah.
Andre and Derby.
Yeah. It started when I was little. I started collecting comics. You know, my dad used to get me comic books like once a week. So I have thousands of those. And those led on to like toys and collectibles and mostly like vinyl records. It's just, but I got a lot of statues and toys from comic book stuff. All the stuff that's like hugely popular now, I was getting it back in the day.
Gotcha.
So I had like it all in a room. It's like the museum room. My girlfriend was going like, don't touch it. Get out of here.
If there was some sort of a disaster and you could run in and only grab one thing, what would it be?
Out of that room?
Yes.
Probably My mother saved my old lunch boxes when I was a kid. Probably one of those.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Sentimental.
Like Scooby-Doo? Yeah, right. What are they?
The sandwich still good in there, too.
Marvel Superheroes lunchbox.
Nice.
Or Star Wars lunchbox.
Of
because
course.
That's the sentiment attached to that.
Right. I bet they also have some pretty good value, too, though.
They have to be.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah. I don't have the thermoses for all of them. That's what really makes them valuable. One or two I do.
They always had that one smell, though, after a while.
Like, with the thermos or the box?
No, the entire box. Like, if you put Fritos in there or a tuna fish sandwich, it stayed there. It never got away. Yep. The same.
But that's the stuff I pretty much collect. But I started doing the vinyl records during COVID, and now I'm like at 2,000-something. I don't know.
And do you have a prized possession vinyl record?
I have this one promotional one that I bought a couple of years ago. It's a Kiss promotional album called First Kiss Last Licks that only went out to radio stations, and it's limited to like 800 pieces. And I finally got one of those a couple of years ago.
I had no idea when we started in radio that these promo copies would be worth so much money. I just thought they were, record companies were just... I had no idea.
Yeah, I have one.
I wish I kept them.
I have one. AC/DC's Who Made Who.
Yeah.
As a gift.
All right, Andre. Thank you.
See it.
Yeah, those promo copies, that record.
Yeah. Well, because a lot of people throw them out.
Sent to radio stations.
Yep.
And there were only a few.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they were only a few made.
Kind of meant to be disposable. You know what I mean? Like, you were getting it in the next month or next quarter, you'd get another one. It was just for popular music, so... A lot of them probably just went in the trash or went in somebody's thing and are never seen again.
Well, the promo copy came out before the album came out.
Yeah.
So they'd send you the promo copy.
Yep.
And you would have the promo copy, and then they would send you a box of albums.
Yep.
Rocco in Stratford.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm a big collector of autographs. I'm like a freaking groupie. Ball players, movie stars, politicians.
Nice.
I met President Bush. I met a lot of people.
Okay, give us your, in those categories, who are your top autographs?
I met G.W. Bush. I met Michael Jordan. I met Mickey Mantle. Wow. I mean, I didn't meet Hulk Hogan.
Hold on. You have Mickey Mantle's autograph?
I met him, and I got his autograph twice. My godfather stole one from me.
Nice.
He goes, oh, that's my favorite.
I took the tomato off my hamburger. He signed it for me.
Yeah.
He signed my forehead.
Not at all, man.
All right, so you have Mickey.
Not at all.
It's a fun combo. So you have Mickey.
Well, that's everything. I've met police car drivers, golfers. Like I said, I'm like a groupie. I get a high off of getting autographs.
All right, so you got Mickey Mantle. You got Michael Jordan.
Willie Mays.
Wow.
G.W. Bush.
What about music artists?
Music. I met Ozzy Osbourne. I've met Sully. I've met Rob Zombie. I got all their autographs.
Nice.
Wow.
I just went to the U.S. Open. I met Venus Williams, Coco Gauff.
How do you do this? How do you get in?
You got to just know where they're going. Like when I met Ace Frehley, I waited 2 hours for him in Florida at the club him to come out the back door because I saw the car he came in. And the car he came in was out in the back. I said, oh, well, he makes one and one is two. He's got to get to this car when he's all done.
What'd you do, block it?
Did he drive his own car?
He's Ace. Come on. Have you ever seen Ace?
Yeah.
The last couple of years, I love Ace. He's my favorite guitar player. But he leans up against his band members half the time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, unable to go.
Out. And then there was three of us there. There was three of us there, and his manager was such a douche. His manager goes, well, he's only going to sign three autographs, and we're looking at each other like...
It's like it's Ace. Like, relax.
Yeah. This is, almost the least favorite Kiss member.
The only guitar player for Grandpa Vera was Mark Farn.
But the Walmart Kiss.
Yeah. He's like number three of four.
Right. That's it.
Peter Criss would be like, right.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Rocco, I want to put you on hold. I want to get your number because you sound like a segment.
Yes.
Okay?
whatever you want, guys.
Hold on. We got our buddy Doogie in studio, and he just recently broke a world record for the weird thing that he collects.
Yes.
Might not be weird to some people, but it's weird to me.
It's unique.
How are you doing? Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to reveal what you collect in a second. You live in Connecticut. And now you hold a world record. Congratulations.
Homegrown. Thank you. Yep.
Yeah. We're talking to people who collect things on the phone now. Lenny in the dump truck.
Good morning, all.
Morning. Good morning.
What up?
I collect circus mallets and meat cleavers.
Psycho.
Sounds like a bad morning show.
circus mallets and meat cleaver in the morning.
I don't feel as weird now.
Yeah, seriously. You just took the shine off it big time.
How did that start?
Kind of just one of them things, like, I love everything that's like kind of cartoonish. So, you know, what's more cartoonish than a huge wooden mallet or
right.
a gigantic meat cleaver?
True.
And they're a lot harder to find and more expensive than you probably think.
Are you married or are you in a relationship?
Oh, yeah, I'm in a relationship.
Okay. And were you collecting this stuff the first time she came over your house?
Oh, yeah.
And what did, how did you explain, how did that go?
Come back.
Well, she sits in a rocking chair in the basement, so it's fine.
Okay.
It went fine. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's two-man saws. The basement definitely looks like something out of a horror movie. So there's a lot going on.
Like the movie Saw, for example.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Mallets, meat cleavers, and two-man saws.
You keep them away from her, right?
There's no weird stains anywhere, right?
No. We clean those up with bleach.
Nice. That's good to know.
Thank you, Lenny.
You got it.
All right. Jeff in Monroe, you collect military vehicles and weapons. Oh, Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff. My buddy.
Jeff, buddy.
How are you guys doing? And you guys have your own collection now.
I have. What is it that you were kind enough to give me?
You have a surface-to-surface missile.
Nice.
From Russia.
In my office.
Right.
By the way, when we have the cleaning people in, I have no idea what they think, but they have not called me in yet.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they gave me an inert grenade.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Well, is it inert? Why don't you try it?
Well, I'll pull the pin and throw it to my neighbor's house. There you go. If I only hear a clunk and nothing else, I'm good.
How much stuff do you have?
Well, I have a 4-bay garage, so one of my bays is full of ordnance.
Wow.
I collect ordnance, missiles, rockets, bazookas,
looks
stuff
like
that.
Looks like Saddam Hussein's basement. Everything must go.
Wow, how did that start?
I started with a military vehicle. I started with a World War II Jeep, and I wanted all the weapons for the World War II Jeep, so I started collecting all that.
And then away you go.
Most expensive G.I. Joe ever.
Yeah, I was just going to say, forget the toys. I want the real thing.
Right? Yeah.
I want all the accessories, the helicopter, everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a friend of mine has a helicopter, but I'm not that big on that.
Holy smokes.
Man. That sounds expensive.
I always get the question, what if there's ever a fire in my home with my collection? What if there's a fire in your home? What are you going to do? The whole neighborhood's gone.
Right.
that stuff's all insured, and, it's definitely an investment. You always make money on old World War II and Vietnam and even now Afghanistan stuff. The missile you have is probably worth $1,000 now.
Really?
So.
Really?
Damn, yeah. Man! Wow. Nice.
You can't buy them anymore. Once they're sold out, then they become valuable.
Wow,
man! I'm putting that back in its crate.
No more bringing it out to parties. I said, get out of my house.
Oh yeah, all that stuff goes up in value.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
Yeah, and be safe.
No problem, guys. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Yeah, too.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Right.
You have a great month, weekend.
Yeah.
You want to have it all.
Don't have any warheads, do you? I need to know.
All right, so we have Jackie and where's Jackie? Jackie and Milford.
Hi, I collect, I still have my original Star Wars action figures from 1977.
Wow, wait a minute,
a unicorn is on the phone,
a
woman who likes Star Wars.
My mouth is agape.
Wait a minute.
Good heavens.
It's a unicorn! Unicorn sighting!
Oh my god.
Wow.
Holy cow, how did that start?
Oh, well, obviously I've had him since 1977, so...
Wow.
But since then, yeah, I've had so many... I have about 3 robots right now. my husband said I can have one spot of the house, but, you know, and then my car, I turned that into Star Wars stuff, too, so.
Is it Falcon? Millennium Falcon?
What do you mean you turned it into Star Wars stuff?
So, my old car, before it got totaled by an 18-wheeler, I had, you know, decals everywhere. This new car I have, Darth Vader's my passenger, Stormtrooper's the driver, and I haven't started fully decorating it, but I ordered the license plate. This one's going to be called Stormtrooper, and my bike is called Skywalker.
Nice.
Wow.
Huh. That's weird. Your husband has a, you know, told you to only keep this part of the house. It's usually the other way around. You know?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
The other way around. So messed up.
We're going to keep it to this part.
Right, just that one room.
Right.
Wow.
No, no. Every room has something Star Wars now.
Doogie, do you have any Star Wars stuff in your collection?
I have tons of really awesome Star Wars Crocs, including there's one modeled after Chewbacca, big and fuzzy. It's awesome.
Nice.
Nice.
And by the way, if you couldn't figure it out, he's the Croc King.
Yes!
Woo! So, all right, Jackie, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Okay, so the Croc King is in studio. We had you back a couple years ago, right?
Almost 3 years ago, yeah.
Almost 3 years ago.
Almost 3 years ago.
And how many Crocs did you have at the time?
I think around maybe 21 or 2200.
What was the record at that time?
The record at the time was always me. No one had ever submitted, so I was running unopposed all these years.
Nice. Oh,
wow. All these years. So that's why I kept adding more to pad the stats.
The king, the Croc king.
Where are you at now?
As of this exact moment, we're at 3,814 pairs with a few more on the way in the mail, so it'll go up pretty soon.
Wow.
Damn, Amazon knows your house is.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, how many of these do you think you purchased?
This entire collection has been all me. 99.9% has been all me.
People send you them. Though,
every now and then I will, but it's like probably maybe 10 total have been sent to me from random people. And even not
really?
Crocs doesn't even, like, they'll send me a couple here or there, but 99.9% has been all me these entire 18 years of collecting.
What's the average cost for a pair of Crocs?
Right now, it's about 50 to 60 for a plain classic pair.
Wow. All right, so if I said 40, that would be a good, like, median price for what you've been spending?
That would be too low.
So when you started, what were they?
When I started in 2007, they were about $30, but I didn't...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy into it as I is now, because I was 16 years old, so I wasn't really buying
them. All right, so 45, if we did an average...
But that's for plain. I get mostly limited editions and
specialties. Yeah,
so
that goes up.
It's very skewed. People do this. Yeah,
I may have done the math wrong here, but how much money do you think you've spent
total, including all the memorabilia? A few hundred thousand dollars.
Yeah, on Crocs.
Wow.
Yep.
Damn.
But he's got the record, Chess.
He does.
Did you see that? We got to grab the screenshot of his face when he looked at me. He's so happy. Who's a happy boy?
Very happy. Being a tail be wagging right now.
He is happy.
Damn, man.
Right. If he had a tail, he'd be wagging.
He's into it.
Yeah, he's happy. He's not living in his car. Like, it's all in his house. Like, he's got the money to. He can afford it.
Yeah, where do you
like,
keep all these things?
I have shelving and a croc cave, and I have everything.
A croc cave.
Like, I'm not like a normal person that I go to Hobby Lobby and buy paintings and decor to put on my walls and on my shelves. I put crocs. Because, like, even.
Just crocs.
Like, they're art. Even they look like decor. Like, you don't have to have a painting of Picasso. Why not have some Krispy Kreme Crocs?
Yeah, like a croc. Do you have like a croc shaped mailbox and things like that?
I want to. That's next on the list.
Okay.
I think last time you brought the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. There's something about you and food based Crocs that you really like.
Yeah. Actually, the other one that I brought is also hilarious. It's the Pringles combat boots, and it came with an actual can of edible croc flavored Pringles that I never opened. I never tried them, but they're still there.
Want to keep them all complete? Yeah.
Wow.
What's the most expensive ones?
Most expensive pair in my collection. It's a collaboration with this well-renowned Japanese artist. His name is Takashi Murakami. And I spent between that and the Jibbitz packs that came separate was $3,600 for that one pair.
Oh!
So that's what I was saying. Like,
right.
30, 40 is so... Because I get all the really cool... I mean, I still get plain ones too, but most of them are all the higher end
ones. Damn, man.
Do you make a lot of money?
I do well for myself.
Okay.
As you said, I'm a good boy.
There you go.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so meth. Just kidding. Yeah. So,
you're married to a rich person?
I'm married to Crocs. That's where my loyalty lies.
There you go.
Oh, really? Do you have a girlfriend?
I am a good boy. And like, so my situation is last time I was here and everything I've done since then, I have the same people in my circle, everyone around me. And it was just crazy the amount of people that came after me and all my friends after that. So I kind of keep all that
gotcha.
Stuff.
Gotcha. You know?
Oh, what do you mean came after you?
Dude, you, like...
When you came on this show.
Not just this, but this was my first, I believe, radio... Anything.
Yeah, and then
it blew, kept blowing
right,
up.
And then it becomes a thing.
And then
what do you mean people come after?
You get the mob of angry people when they see happy people and they don't
really?
Understand. And it got crazy.
Really?
Like, oh, why
oh man,
that?
What
crazy.
A bummer. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But it's like I'm at that point where I've radically accepted that this is just how it is. And this is
why would
life.
Someone hate? How can you hate on someone who's doing what they like to do.
Yeah, what's up with that?
They enjoy doing something and you're going to be mad about it?
What's it to you?
Someone's happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
God forbid.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it's like, it's a positive story, too. It's not like I just hoarded
it.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
It's cool.
And it just, it was
you didn't
very
steal
strange.
Them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Yeah, speaking of hoarding, so like if we go into your house, we're not going to
come on
like,
down.
Yeah, we're not going to feel like, you know, a wall of Crocs might. That
take
would be
out.
A horrible way to
they
die,
might bite
wouldn't
you.
It?
They might bite you. I can't promise that.
Is that a good way to die or not a good way to die? Like if you were found buried under...
Crushed by your own collection?
Crushed by Crocs would be the headline.
They would say he wanted to go that way.
they
I would
agree.
Would
say
yeah.
he was doing what made him happy.
Exactly right, yeah.
That would be the best way for
yep.
him to go.
So I don't collect anvils.
would be the best way for him to go. right. I love this guy. In studio, we have the Croc King, Doogie. He recently, well, he's held the world record for forever.
Unopposed.
No one yeah. else is.
No. nope.
I'm okay
that's
with it.
He smoked him. And he's completely okay
he
with it.
He smoked him, yes.
He has 3,814 Crocs in his collection.
Wow.
So that's pairs,
pairs
right?
Pairs, correct. What's okay. the math on each individual one? So that's almost like 8,000?
Yeah, but it's like 7,600.
You have a daily driver, ones you wear all the time.
I have a couple that I cycle through, but I try to get through as many as I can to give them all love.
Gotcha. Oh.
Well,
wow.
It's a lifestyle.
You were saying that there's some guy where in Arizona that collects poop.
He collects animal poop.
Nice.
And there's a museum in Arizona that he runs and bless to him and bless up and he's monetized it. So can't hate on that. But I'm just saying there's a lot of weird things out there.
Do you think he'll ever open up a croc museum?
That's the 100%. That's the 5-year plan at this
that's
point.
That's the goal.
It's closer than
nice.
It was a fantasy a few years ago, but now we're a lot closer to that.
Damn.
Do you think people would pay? Do you think it has to be combined with something else?
I was thinking.
It needs to be in a building. It needs to be like its own display in a museum.
Correct. So my thought was like everybody else has opened up a brewery food, and then, oh, now there's this crazy croc museum attached to it. You draw people in after work. You come for a beer, come for some nachos.
Right.
I want to see the crocs.
Would you sell the crocs there?
Never. I've never sold a pair in my life.
Really?
Never.
You never gave a pair away as a gift?
I've given, at this point, thousands of pairs. Like, I could have probably 8,000 or 9,000 by now, but I give away since the beginning all the time, but I do not sell. That's my rule.
It's a rule. Do you have any other rules?
Then it becomes a business, and this is a hobby, and it's not work for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to ever blur those lines.
You know, hoarders get attached emotionally to these things in their house. Are you emotionally attached to these Crocs?
1,000,000,000%.
Nice.
1,000,000,000%.
1 billion.
All right. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool.
I don't know. What is the definition between a hoarder and a collector? Like, where do you draw the line? I think.
Well, a hoarder, they keep garbage. They keep a newspaper that's irrelevant. They keep an empty can.
Mine,
they keep a done cigarette. Like everything is, you can't throw anything. Have you ever seen that show?
A Spouse.
I remember it way
they're
back
trying to clean
day,
it. Like, they're the person, the hoarders, they're stopping them.
Right.
Yes.
And also, anything.
I need that jar. Yeah.
It's all good
stuff.
Yeah,
I might need that.
Right.
And for people who listening that want to understand the difference, I guess I'm realizing this in real time, is I had a mission. Like, I wanted a Guinness World Record. I wanted to be in the Guinness Book. I wanted to cross it off my bucket list. So it wasn't just mindlessly doing it.
Do you remember putting on your first pair of Crocs?
I do. I remember plain black.
Do you still
hair.
Have the first pair?
I do still have
you
it.
Have pair number one.
The OG.
Ground zero.
Yeah.
They look hilariously horrible, like flattened by a
years
big rig.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're like on a special spot where I keep them separate because it's like the lore. That's the origin story. That's the genesis of everything. Right. You know?
Light shines on.
And they're not
the
special
came
already.
Down and it was good.
It's plain black.
Nice.
It's like the Iron Man ring.
Wow,
that's pretty cool.
See, I was.
How old were you? I'm sorry, Bench. No, well, how old were you when you put your first pair on?
First pair, 16.
So you're 16 years old.
16
you
years
put that
old.
Pair on, and your whole life changed.
Changed. Never stopped.
And you wear them every day?
Every day. There's not in a
you
situation.
You don't wear anything else?
What nothing
about,
else.
What about like a wedding? You had to go to a wedding.
Oh, good question.
So, yeah. Okay. So let me explain that to help you. Like, I'm not naive to what's going on in the world. Depending on the situation, I adjust the croc to it, right? So for a wedding, like for example, one of the things on my bucket list was my brother and I, when we were little kids, we were like, I want to be the flower girl in your wedding. I thought that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Right? And he honored that a couple years ago. I wore these really massive pastel platform pair of Crocs with like flowers on them.
Like
they were shiny and flashy.
Yeah.
As I was throwing out flowers to the crowd.
That's cool.
That's been a hit.
So, oh yeah. And so for any situation, like when I go hiking, I love hiking.
No,
I do wear hiking Crocs.
Question. If you were going to a wedding where you weren't the flower girl.
Yes. Crocs. Crocs only.
Nice. Yes. That's it. People need to know who you are and that's it.
Do they have dressy Crocs?
They do have leather. more formal. They do have dressy loafers, work Crocs. They have everything. And but it doesn't matter.
Little tuxedos.
They have steel toe Crocs?
They have, there is a steel one steel toe pair.
I think I brought it last time.
Construction Crocs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I did.
Oh, that's right. It had the spikes on it.
Yeah, I remember those.
Jeff
Croc.
Yeah, that's like mosh pit Crocs.
My thing, my mantra is like, if you don't want Crocs at your event, don't invite me. I'm sorry. They know you. You're the Croc King at this point.
Don't expect a Croc King to go anywhere without Crocs on.
Right. Correct. It's the only brand
that's
I wear.
That's cool. You're known for it.
Yeah. No, I totally get that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I went to a wedding a couple of weeks ago, and the dress code was no sneakers and no jeans. And I'm like, oh, jeans.
Yes.
You have to tell people not to wear jeans to a wedding, I guess?
No, but this was outside.
Oh, okay.
On a farm.
Yeah, outside a farm. Right. Come on.
Different. Yeah. I was going to wear dress shoes with jeans. I'm like, oh.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then I didn't wear sneakers either.
Damn. Come on, Crocs.
Yeah. See? He'd be good. It didn't say no Crocs.
But he didn't say shorts and Crocs.
Yeah. Boom.
Didn't say no flip-flops either.
AJ was like, flip-flops, more accepted. Yeah. Like,
the person who married the couple wore sandals. I had to look at his giant friggin' toes all day.
Jeez. He couldn't look upwards.
Yeah, he couldn't look at his knees.
I know. It's just,
just,
you know,
look upwards.
I just don't want to see. I don't want man feet to be near me.
You should have showed up in just overalls, no shirt. Be like, yeah, technically not jeans.
There
technically
you go.
I'm good.
Technically not jeans.
It's a one piece.
All right, the Croc King in studio. 3,814 pairs of Crocs and still counting.
Damn, congratulations.
Man. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. I'm very happy for you.
Awesome.
You're a nice guy. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Damn,
I like
straight.
A guy with a goal.
Yes.
He's got a 5-year plan.
Museum?
Love it.
Croc-zium.
Croc-zium.
The Croc-zium.
What call it.
Yep. Nice.
Love it. All right, well, keep in touch, will you?
Please.
Absolutely.
All right, brother. Well, what's our next? Well, the comedy show. That's sold out. But you got to come to the... We got to do something with Crocs at the toy drive.
Christmas Crocs.
Let me know.
There's got to be Christmas Crocs.
Christmas Crocs.
Right. There's plenty of those. Yeah.
There's got to be a Christmas Crocs song.
Nice.
Crocking right. around the Christmas
tree. Oh, yeah.
No. Crocking. Yes.
Nice.
Vince. Awesome.
Nice.
I'm glad I don't have to write it. AJ does.
Yeah. Guess what I'll be doing on Christmas.
All right. Doogie. The Croc King. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
We begin with a concert announcement from Jimmy Coplett. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How
are
you doing?
Good. Guess I'm on the phone. Great.
Yes.
Okay. So excited to be back in the studio again. Damn it. Crocs and everything. It was all summer, and I was so excited. Couldn't even sleep last night.
It's weird. I could see on this control board that I could see it's picking stuff up. I'm just not getting it out over the air. So we'll tweak that. We'll have you in studio on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. Wednesday.
Yes, you're right.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Busy week for us.
Busy.
Busy, busy.
Can I get overtime?
Yes.
Of course. Double it.
Double.
Double what I get paid. We're double nothing. So I do want to mention, we've talked a lot about
an announcement. I've been working on Creed, getting back into Connecticut before the end of the year, and I'm very excited to announce that in about 7 minutes, the rest of Connecticut will find out that Creed is coming to Mohegan Sun Arena on December 30th, the night before New Year's Eve, and tickets go on sale Friday.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh, that is
nice.
Sweet.
That's Ed big.
Yes. So everybody can call their friends and tell them they know this news before it gets announced.
Yep.
So 12:30, Creed, Mohegan Sun Arena, and tickets on sale this Friday.
Yes, and the support act will be Seven Dust.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Whoa. What a lineup.
That's kick-ass, man. Yep.
Yeah, great show.
Nice.
Okay.
Seven Dust.
Okay. Nice. All right. We're tweeting. We're sharing.
Yeah.
Texting everybody we know.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Thank you very much, Jimmy.
Yep. Quickly. Tickets start at $149, go down to $99. Showtime is 7:30. It's a Tuesday, but everybody's going to get ready for the next night, which is the holiday.
Of course.
New Year's Eve. And I hope to see everybody there.
This will be a big one.
Yep.
So on sale this Friday. Great. And we'll talk to you again Wednesday. And again on Thursday. Thank you, Jimmy.
Great, guys. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks,
man. Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation.
What a guy.
Announcing Creed with Seven Dust at Mohegan Sun on December 30th. Tickets on sale this Friday.